Great, thank you. My name is John Orlowski. I'm an agronomist at Mississippi State. And for the instructions for this, they said, make the title a question. So my title is Corn and Soybean Rotations in the Mid-South? And why I put the question mark in there is that when you think of the Mid-South, when you think of Arkansas and Mississippi and Louisiana, a lot of times you think of cotton. And historically, that's been the major crop in the South. But over the past century, over the past decade especially, cotton acreage has gone way down. And what's replaced it is more corn and soybeans. And I also put the question mark because when you think of corn-soybean rotations, you think more of the Midwest, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana. So what we wanted to do with this is get that corn-soybean rotation data for the Mid-South. So what we did was we set up a long-term rotation study. Five states, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Missouri. And we just looked at a number of different corn and soybean rotations to try to figure out what's the effect of corn and soybean, how do they influence each other as part of these rotations. Also a difference between the Mid-South and the Midwest is that in the Mid-South we have the ability to furrow irrigate, and we also still have the ability to burn residue, burn corn or soybean residue. So we want to take a look at the effects of both irrigation and residue management on corn and soybean yields. So here I'm going to show you yield following corn versus soybean. Yields are in megagrams. So over on this side we have our... Anyhow, we have irrigated and dry land yields, and we have corn following corn, corn following soybeans. If we just take a look at the irrigation component, irrigation increased yield for both corn and corn, and corn following soybeans, 6 to 8%, kind of what you'd expect. But if you take a look at the rotational effect, for corn following soybean, we saw about a 6.6% yield increase compared to corn following corn under irrigated conditions, and for dry land conditions, about a 5% yield increase for corn following soy compared to corn after corn. We take a look at it from the soybean aspect. Again, we have irrigated dry land in the difference, and we have soy following soy and then soy following corn. And again, the irrigation increased yields, no shocker there. But it was a lot bigger for soybeans, so the difference between dry land and irrigated soybean was about a 50% yield increase for soy. For irrigated soybeans compared to dry land. For soybeans following corn, it was only a 27% yield increase, but still a big yield increase for irrigation. Look at the red box, the rotational effect. For soy following corn compared to soy following soy, we found about a 5.5% yield increase. Under irrigated conditions and under dry land conditions, soybeans following corn compared to soy following soy, about 11.3% yield increase. So like we expected to see, corn and soybean are benefiting each other in this rotation. And like I said, we also want to look at the effect of residue management, burn versus not burn. This is for soybeans following corn. So what we did for burn, we burned the corn residue the year before, and for not burn, we just left it and planted the soybeans next year. And you can see 5.8% yield increase for not burning the corn residue compared to burning the corn residue. So what we recommend, like I said, this is a long-term study. This is just the first three-year set of it. But right now what we can kind of recommend, irrigation increases yield. Use it if you can. If you have the ability to irrigate, go ahead and do it. It's good for you. Mix in some corn. So into these soybean after soybean rotations we see in the Mid-South, mixing corn in there, putting corn somewhere in that rotation will be good for your corn and good for your soybeans. But the caveat with that is if you're going to grow corn, don't burn the residue. You're going to get higher soybean yield if you don't. That's all I got. Thank you.